This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
On the air.
88.1 FM.
Online.
WCWP.org.
And on the go.
The WCWP app.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Last month marked 30 years since the Super Nintendo Entertainment System was released here in North America. Back in July of this year, I played through two versions of the launch title, Super Mario World. Over several days, I found all 96 exits in the original Super Famicom version, which I played on the FX Pack Pro flash cart, and the SNES version via Nintendo Switch Online. In honor of my achievement, a feat I haven't accomplished in over 25 years, the first song tonight is an arrangement of the end credits theme. Thank You, Mario, performed by the Mario World Band, featuring Sadao Watanabe on alto sax.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Lex. That was the Cedar Walton Trio with Thelonious Monk's composition, I mean you, from Manhattan Afternoon, released in 1994 but recorded the day after Christmas in 92. The trio was Cedar on piano, David Happy Williams on acoustic bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Before that, we heard Thank You, Mario, the end credits theme from Super Mario World, performed by the Mario World Band, and that can be found on Disc 1 of the Super Mario World soundtrack, released in Japan in 1991. Soichi Noriki arranged Koji Kondo's composition. The part where the Yoshi eggs come home always makes me cry. And he played keyboards, did Noriki. Sadao Watanabe was on alto sax. Tsunehide Matsuki and Jun Kajiwara played electric guitar. Kenji Takamizu on electric bass. Yuichi Togashiki on drums and percussion by Motoya Hamaguchi. I hope I said their names right. Tom Scott, I can say that, is up now on tenor sax with Cool Sensation.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was Tom Scott with his composition Cool Sensation from Flashpoint in 1988. Tom was on tenor sax, Randy Kerber on keyboards, Alan Pasqua with a piano solo, Eric Gale on guitar. I bet the Mario World guitarists were inspired by Eric. Neil Steubenhaus on bass, Vinny Kaliuta on drums, percussion by Michael Fisher, and vocals on the refrain by Tom's wife, Lynn Scott. We'll go from 88 to 68 with guitarist George Benson next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Howdy, folks. Are you ready for some great country music?
Dive in with us. The water's fine.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's George Benson with a cover of Barry Mann and Cynthia Wiles' Shape of Things to Come. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with Gold Coast from Digits in 1983. Gold Coast is a nickname for Long Island's North Shore, where we are. But I don't think David had that in mind when he wrote the song. Maybe it was Ventura County, California. Either way, David was on piano, Rhodes piano, and synthesizers, Wade Short on bass, Del Blake on xylophone, that's a first, Gary Ferguson on drums, and an orchestra that was arranged and conducted by W. Michael Lewis. Don Sobeski conducted the orchestra on and arranged the song before that, George Benson's cover of Shape of Things to Come, the title track to his second 1968 release. The first was Giblet Gravy. Shape of Things to Come was written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil for the 1968 film Wild in the Streets, where it was performed by the fictional Max Frost and the Troopers. George played guitar on his cover with Charles Covington on organ, Richard Davis on bass, Idris Muhammad on drums, still known as Leo Morris at that time, and Jack Jennings on percussion and vibraphone. The orchestra included George Marge and Romeo Penke on flute, Dave Mankiewicz on viola, Bernard Eichen on violin, and George Ricci on cello. Let's go back to 1983 for Spyro Gyra and Tom Schumann's composition, Conversations.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was Tom's composition, Conversations, from Spyro Gyra's City Kids album in 1983, same year David Benoit released Digits and Christmastime. Tom played Rhodes and synthesizers, Jay Bekenstein was on soprano sax, on vibes and marimba, Dave Samuels, one better than Jack Jennings, Eddie Gomez on acoustic bass, Steve Gadd on drums and percussion by Manolo Badrena. We'll head to the early 2000s in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP's Eclectic Radio Theater with the original D Gunboats.
It's the Groove Guard, where oldies come alive.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The first song of this early 2000s segment is Wish You Were Near by Acoustic Alchemy. Mindy Hebert with Flirt on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from It Just Happens That Way in 2003. Mindy wrote Flirt with Matthew Hager. Mindy was on soprano sax and keyboards, Matthew on keyboards, funky guitar, programming, and odd noises. Jeff Golub played melody guitar, Michael Landau had the guitar solo, Ricky Peterson was on Rhodes piano, Stan Sargent on bass, Steve Ferrone on drums, and Bud Harner played the ride cymbal. Before that, Acoustic Alchemy with Wish You Were Near from Art in 2001, and that's Art with two A's, AA, for Acoustic Alchemy. Wish You Were Near was written by band leaders Greg Carmichael on nylon string guitar and Miles Gilderdale on steel string and electric guitar, along with Fred White, credited as Anthony, his given name, on keyboards and programming. Simon Hale played additional keyboards with Richard Bull on additional programming and percussion. Frank Felix was on bass, Pete Lewinson on drums, Snake Davis on tenor sax, and the horn section of Noel Langley on trumpet, Fayaz Virgi on trombone, and Adrian Ravel on tenor sax. Taking us into hour two, another band led by a guitarist, Pat Metheny Group with Proof.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with Proof by Pat Metheny Group from Speaking of Now in 2002. Wouldn't be a PMG song if it wasn't written by both Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays. Pat was on acoustic, electric, and synth guitars, Lyle on piano and keyboards. Backing them up, Steve Rodby on acoustic bass, Quang Vu on trumpet and vocals, Richard Bona on percussion and vocals, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. Hour two begins with the Jeff Lorber Fusion and a track off their latest release, Space Time. Is it live or is it Memorex? It's Memorex. That's the title. That's a pair of 2021 songs on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The second of the two was Still in Love by Marc Antoine from Something About Her, a musical 25th anniversary present to his wife, Rebecca, who he's still in love with. Marc played acoustic guitar on his composition with Ron Reinhardt on keyboards, Armand Sabal-Lecco on bass, Tony Guerrero on trumpet, Greg Vale on saxophones and flute, Gordon Campbell on drums and percussion by Luis Conte. Before that, the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Memorex from Space Time. I've bought many Memorex CDR and DVD Dash-R 50-pack spindles over the years. This Memorex was written by Jeff with Richard Elliott and Rick Braun, neither of whom play. Jeff plays keyboards, synth bass, and guitar with Gerald Albright on real bass, but not saxophone, and David Mann on all the horns, including tenor sax. Sticking in 2021, this is Julian Vaughn on bass with A Feeling. A Feeling, that's a song.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Un bon moment déchirant. That was Herb Alpert with C'est Si Bon from Music Volume 1 in 2017. C'est Si Bon is French for it's so good, and un bon moment déchirant is French for a ripping good time. C'est Si Bon was written in 1947 by Henri Batti, music, and André Ornay, lyrics. English lyrics were written in 49 by Jerry Seelan. Notable English recordings are by Louis Armstrong, Eartha Kitt, Bing Crosby, Conway Twitty, and even Stan Freeberg. Herb's recording had him on trumpet and vocals, Si Bon, Si Bon, Joachim Vandersag on keyboards and drum programming, Dean Park on guitars, and Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass. Before that, Julian Vaughn on electric bass with A Feeling, Chapter 10 on Chapters of Love in 2021. A Feeling was written by Julian, who was accompanied by Jeremy Nixon on keyboards and drum programming, Joey Woolfolk on guitar, and Marcus Anderson on tenor sax. Brian Bromberg returns in the next segment, which leads off with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Hey, it's me, Jay Maradley. Catch me Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern
for the last 40 years, so check it out.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
True to my word, it's Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, PHAT, with Does This Chart Make Me Look Fat? Also PHAT. FM and WCWP.org. Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with Does This Chart Make Me Look Fat? You'd better say no. From Life in the Bubble in 2014, fat spelled P-H-A-T in both cases. Gordon wrote and arranged that as a tribute to Sammy Nestico, who inspired him to write for big bands in the first place. He also considered the title his best ever. I agree. The Grammys agreed Life in the Bubble was the best large jazz ensemble album of 2015, and the last track on the album, On Green Dolphin Street, one for Best Instrumental Arrangement. Does This Chart Make Me Look Fat featured Willie Murillo on trumpet and Jeff Driscoll on tenor sax. Arturo Sandoval is featured on trumpet on this Brian Bromberg song. We heard Brian earlier with another trumpeter, Herb Alpert. The song is Havana Nights, a.k.a. Havana Nagila. How timely, coming off Rosh Hashanah. Happy 5782.
WCWP.
Brian Bromberg on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Havana Nights, a.k.a. Havana Nagila. From Full Circle in 2016, 10 years after David Benoit released an album bearing that name. In each case, Full Circle is the culmination of a 30-year career to that point. Brian's career began on drums, which he played throughout Full Circle. On Havana Nights in particular, he also played acoustic bass, piccolo bass, and nylon piccolo bass. Arturo Sandoval played lead trumpet, Otmaro Ruiz on piano, Alex Acuna with percussion, and the horn section of Lee Thornburg on trumpet, Nick Lane on trombone, and Doug Webb on saxophones. This segment ended with Brian Bromberg. The last one begins next with Brian Simpson on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
If you're spending too much on streaming services and looking to save some money on entertainment, you know, those little button things on your phone screen, just ask your grandkids.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Brian Simpson gets us back in 2021 with When I Found You.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The Ken Navarro song we heard was Straight Out the Gate from I Will Still Be Here in 2021. Straight Out the Gate was written by Ken, who played guitars and arranged the horns. The horns were Tyler Meyer on trumpets and Rob Holmes on saxophones. Otherwise, J. Rowe played piano, Rhodes piano, organ, and keyboards. Gary Granger was on bass and Jay Williams on drums. Before that, Brian Simpson with When I Found You from All That Matters, also in 2021, written by Oliver Wendell, without Holmes, who played the keyboards that Brian didn't play. Brian also played piano. Steve Alanis was on tenor sax, Ray Fuller on guitar, Dwayne Smitty Smith on bass, Michael White on drums, and percussion by Brian Kilgore. Two songs left, starting with Vincent Ingala playing Everything You Hear on My Kind of Day.
Hi, it's Jay Marabli. It's Wednesday night and time to relax with Instrumental Invasion on WCWP.
We were relaxing to Vincent Ingala and My Kind of Day, which you heard at night, from Personal Touch in 2018. It's called Personal Touch because Vincent plays all the instruments. Among the instruments on My Kind of Day were soprano sax and guitar. We heard Steve Alanis on tenor sax on Brian Simpson's song. Ending the show tonight, Steve Cole on tenor sax with It's a House Party from Smoke and Mirrors in 2021. Steve wrote, "It's a house party with David Mann, heard earlier with the Jeff Lorber Fusion. Here, Dave plays keyboards, synth bass, and saxophones and flute in the horn section, which also had Trevor Newman on trumpet and flugelhorn. Ricky Peterson, heard last hour with Mindy Hebert, another saxophonist, also on soprano, like Vincent and Gala, plays organ this time. Bernd Shainhart is on guitar, Mel Brown with bass fills, and Brian Dunn on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. It's a house party by Steve Cole. Party on, dudes. So long.